Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Do you want to speak English better, but feel like you have no time? Maybe you think you need to move to another country. You spend lots of money on classes. Good news, you don't. You can practice English every single day right where you are. No stress, no long hours. Just small, easy, happy steps. Hello and welcome back to Magic 4 English. I'm Daniel, and I'm so happy you're here. For the past 20 years, I've been teaching English. And now I want to share that experience with you in a simple and friendly way. Think about a little plant. You don't pour water on it for hours. You give it just a little, again and again, and it grows strong. Your English is the same. With small daily practice, your confidence will grow big and strong. This podcast is your friendly guide. We'll use the time you already have, like when you drink your morning coffee, travel to work, or relax at night. You are not too busy. You can do this. And before we dive in, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And tell me in the comments, when do you usually find time for English practice? In the morning? On the bus? Or maybe before bed? I'd love to know. So let's begin your daily English adventure, starting with 5 golden rules. Rule number 1, make a tiny learning habit. Let me tell you a little story. Many English learners get very excited at the beginning. One day, they sit down for hours studying grammar, memorizing long word lists, and watching lots of videos. But then, they feel tired. They stop for a week. And when they come back, they've forgotten half of what they learned. It's a bit like running very fast for a short time and then collapsing on the ground. You can't keep going like that. Here's the secret. Learning English is not about speed. It's about habits. You don't need hours. You don't need to feel exhausted. You just need to do one very small thing every single day. Something so easy that you can't say, "I don't have time." What could that look like? You learn just one new word and say it out loud. You listen to one short English song and read the lyrics. You write one simple sentence about your day in a notebook. That's it. Tiny steps. And here's why this works. Your brain loves repetition. Doing a little every day is much better than doing a lot only sometimes. When you do it daily, it becomes natural, like brushing your teeth. You don't even think about it anymore. And slowly, without stress, you begin to see progress. So remember, don't run too fast and then stop. Walk slowly, step by step, every day. That's how your English grows strong. Rule number 2. Fill your world with English sounds. Let me share something I often see with my students. Many students think learning English only happens when they sit down with a big textbook, a notebook, and a dictionary. They open the book, read for 1 hour, then close it, and that's it. But here's the problem. Language is not only in books. English is a living sound, like music. And if you only open your textbook once in a while, Your ears don't get enough practice. Let me tell you a story. One of my students in Canada was always too busy. She had two small children, a part-time job, and she told me, "Daniel, I don't have time to study English." But I asked her, "When you cook, what do you listen to? When you clean, what plays in the background? When you drive your car, what's on the speakers?" She said, "Oh, just music in my language." And that was the key. I told her, "You don't need more time. You just need to change the sound around you." Instead of her first language, she started playing English podcasts while cooking dinner or driving to work. She also listened to her favorite English songs while folding laundry. At first, she wasn't really paying attention. But little by little, she noticed something. She began to recognize common words. She started singing along to the songs. She even caught herself repeating phrases from the podcast while cooking. This is called passive listening, and it's powerful. Even if you are not focused, your brain is still learning. Your ears get used to the rhythm, the intonation, the music of English. Later, when someone speaks to you, it feels familiar. It doesn't sound so fast or strange anymore. So here's the simple solution. Fill your world with English sounds. Don't wait for the perfect study time. Use the time you already have. When you cook or clean, play an English podcast in the background. When you drive or take the bus, listen to a simple English podcast for learners. When you exercise or walk, enjoy your favorite English songs. It doesn't matter if you understand everything. What matters is that your brain is swimming in English every day. And trust me, over time, this makes understanding so much easier. So don't just study English. Surround yourself with it. Let it be the music of your daily life. Rule number 3, copy and repeat like a parrot. Here's something many students don't realize. Learning English is not just about your brain. It's also about your mouth. I've seen this so many times. A student can read perfectly. They understand a lot when they listen. But when it's time to speak, suddenly their mouth freezes. The sounds don't come out naturally. Why? Because their mouth muscles have never practiced making those new English sounds. Think about this. When a baby learns to speak, do they read grammar books? No. They listen, they copy, and they repeat. Again and again. That's how they train their tongue and their ears to work together. So here's the simple solution. Be a parrot. Don't just listen to English. Copy it. Listen to a short English sentence and try to repeat it exactly, out loud. Don't worry about the meaning at first. Focus on the sound, the music, the rhythm. Let me give you a few easy ways to do this. Watch a short clip from a cartoon. Pause it and repeat exactly what the character said. Use an app like Duolingo, but don't just read silently. Always repeat the sentences aloud. If you have audio in your lesson, play it and speak at the same time as the speaker, like you're echoing them. One of my students in Australia did this with her favorite TV show. At first, she felt a little silly, talking to her screen like a parrot. But after just a few weeks, something amazing happened. Her pronunciation became smoother. Her voice sounded more natural, and she wasn't scared to open her mouth in class anymore. And that's the magic of this rule. copying and repeating out loud trains your tongue, your lips, your jaw, just like going to the gym trains your muscles. The more you practice, the easier it feels. Soon, speaking English won't feel strange anymore. It will feel natural. So remember, don't just read English. Don't just listen to English. Say English. Be a parrot and let your mouth learn too. Rule number 4. Learn small groups of words. I want to tell you about one of my students, Leslie. She was very motivated, always carrying a notebook filled with vocabulary. She would write long lists of single words like get, make, take. Her notebook looked impressive, but when she tried to speak, she often got stuck. One morning in class, she wanted to tell me about her weekend. She said, "I movie, I shower, I shop." I could understand her meaning, but her sentences didn't sound natural. And here's why. English words usually don't live alone. They live in small groups, little families. Instead of just shop, we say, go to the shop. Instead of just movie, we say, watch a movie. Instead of just shower, we say, take a shower. When Leslie learned this trick, everything changed. She stopped memorizing lonely words and started writing down phrases, words with their friends. Very quickly, her notebook looked different. Go to the shop, watch a movie, take a shower. And the result? She began speaking faster and more confidently. Why? Because she wasn't building every sentence from zero anymore. The grammar was already inside the phrase. She was remembering whole blocks of English, not just single pieces. That's the secret of this rule. Learn small groups of words, not just single words. When you do this, it feels like you're collecting ready-made pieces of the language building blocks you can use anytime. So remember, don't just learn words. Learn their friends. The more phrases you collect, the more natural your English will sound, and the easier speaking will become. Rule number 5. Focus on the most useful grammar. For many students, this word feels scary. I've seen beginners open a grammar book, and their eyes go wide. They see hundreds of rules, past perfect continuous, reported speech, conditionals, and they think, I'll never learn all of this. But here's the truth. You don't need to learn everything, at least not at the beginning. Let me tell you about my student, Leo. When he first started learning English, he tried to memorize all the grammar rules at once. He spent weeks studying complicated tenses that even advanced learners struggle with. But when it was time to order food in a cafe, he couldn't say the simple sentence, "I want a sandwich." That's when I told him, "Stop worrying about the difficult rules. Focus on the useful ones first." Think about it like this. Grammar is a huge supermarket. You don't need to buy everything at once. You only need the basics, the things you use every single day. So what are those basics? Talking about now, I eat lunch. Talking about yesterday, I ate lunch. Talking about tomorrow, I will eat lunch, or I am going to eat lunch. That's it. With just these simple patterns, you can already tell stories, share your daily life, and have conversations. And here's why it works. Once you know the most useful grammar, you can say most of what you need in daily life. You don't feel stuck. You don't feel afraid. And most importantly, you feel confident to keep going. Remember, grammar is not about being perfect. It's about being understood. Start with the useful rules, the ones that help you speak today, tomorrow, and yesterday. The rest can wait until later. So don't let grammar scare you. Take it step by step, learn what you need, and keep building. That's how your English will grow stronger every single day. Before we finish, let me remind you of something important. You are capable of learning English. No matter how busy you are, no matter where you live, you can do this. All it takes is small, smart steps. So let's quickly go over today's golden rules, like we're chatting over a coffee. First, we said don't run too fast and then stop. Just build a tiny daily habit. A little every day is better than a lot once in a while. Second, surround yourself with English sounds. Let podcasts, music, and voices become the background of your life. Third, be brave enough to copy. Repeat like a parrot. It may feel funny, but it's the best way to train your mouth and your ears. Fourth, don't just collect lonely words, learn phrases. Remember, words have friends, and when you know the friends, speaking becomes faster and easier. And finally, focus on the useful grammar. You don't need to know everything. Just learn how to talk about today, yesterday, and tomorrow. That's enough to start real conversations. Now, here's my challenge for you. Pick just one of these rules and try it today. Then, tell me in the comments, which rule are you going to start with? Rule 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5? I'd love to hear your choice. And if you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend who also wants to improve their English. Learning together makes the journey even more fun. Thank you for spending your time with me here on Magic for English. I'm Daniel, and I'll be back soon with more simple steps and real stories to help your English grow. Until then, keep going, keep smiling, and remember, every small step is a victory.